I can't actually say the full name of Lolo's new album. It's called In Loving Memory of When I Gave a, well, the word we can't say. But we can play a little of your music for you.
Just be man enough to say you were wrong. I don't expect you to change. Oh.
Lolo is Lauren Pritchard, the American singer, songwriter, and actress. She joins us now from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks.
You've got such a powerful voice. It's beautiful to listen to, so I don't want to make too much of this title, but when was that in your life? When you gave a bleep?
Well, I mean, here's the thing about the title that is a little funny. I do actually still really, really, really care a lot. I should probably maybe care less about things in my life. Maybe I'd be less stressed or something. But the meaning of the title is I grew up in a really small town in Tennessee, and you know, it's sort of the buckle of the Bible Belt. And I always tried to be a good, sweet little Southern girl, but I wasn't. I wasted a lot of energy trying to be what other people wanted me to be. And I can't mm-hmm. be anyone but myself now.
I mean, you got, with due respect for Tennessee, because we'll get back to your return there later, you got out of there as soon as you could.
I mean, I did.
Almost like within months after your first steps.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
mm-hmm.
small exaggeration. But yeah, you were a teenager, right?
I was. I was a junior in high school. I just wanted to do so much with my life, and there was no way I could do it there.
Well, how'd you get to Los Angeles?
I had a really brave mom. I begged her and begged her and begged her from the time I was actually pretty young. I was like 13, and I was like, can I just get out of here? And her sort of thing was like, okay, I want to know that you're going to really, really go the distance and work as hard as you possibly can. And I proved that to her. And then she was like, oh, crap. And now I have to sort of hold up my end of the bargain.
Why are you waiting on the world for a favor? This is your life. Go ahead and change it. You're the brightest star in the sky. But no one's going to know if you never shine.
When you were writing songs as a kid, 14, 15, what kind of songs did you write?
You know, I grew up growing up in church, and a lot of the early songs I wrote, I was always very conflicted about the female role in the Bible. I was always like, this does not seem very fair to me. I always had a really big problem with how much they blamed the apple thing on Eve. It really, 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 really wound me up. And I wrote a whole bunch of songs about that.
Yeah, Adam does kind of slip responsibility for that one, doesn't he?
He really does. He really, really does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen, if we could, to a track from your new album. This one is No Time for Lonely.
Being a touring musician is not the easiest dating situation, if you will. And at least for me.
Well,
for
Mick
all people.
Jagger never had any problems.
That's true. He seemed to manage. I should maybe take a cue from him. You know, there's a line in the song about Tinder dating, and the rapid pace of the dating world is like a young 20-something is really, really obnoxious and weird, actually. Mm-hmm. With like swipe right, swipe left, it's all very odd. And so this song came from me getting to a place where I just kind of owned that part of myself, owned my devotion to my job, and to not try and feel lonely about it, even though I've been single for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, you're 28.
Yep.
You got time.
Oh, I'm not in a hurry, you know, but it is interesting because pretty much everyone I grew up with is like married with a child at this point. My life is just so, so very different than that.
Mm-hmm. there any songs on this album that come from your experience growing up with your interesting course in life?
Yeah, actually, there's a song called Dandelion. I wrote that song the day that I moved home at the beginning of last year. And the last line of the chorus is, there's a Mason-Dixon line in the life I've made. And I really do have a giant dividing line in my life, you know? Like my quiet, small-town, country life and my very loud, non-stop New York City life.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I think makes the sort of song somber-ish is a genuine searching to figure out how to just make the line work.
Lolo, her new album, In Loving Memory of When I Gave a... I'm going to say it.
Yay!
But I suspect they'll bleep it by the time it hits air.
Well, I thank you for saying it.